Welcome to Absolute Alignment with Christy L. Biga, when success feels easy, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And now your host, Christy L. Biga.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining me for this new episode of Absolute Alignment. We are here every first and third Friday of the month, 1:30 p.m. Pacific time and 3:30 p.m. Eastern time, to take you on a journey. My name is Christel Biga. I'm your host, and I have with me guests every episode to take you on this particular journey, the journey of alignment. Alignment with who you really are, alignment of your human and your divine, because that's what we are. We are human beings, and we are divine beings as well. So welcome to the show. If it's your first time, don't forget to listen to the podcast on each of your favorite platform where you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also tune in and listen to Absolute Alignment. Also, listen to the recording if you missed this live on Transformation Talk Radio. And feel free to share that with your friends, with whoever will find this content valuable. And also, I invite you to sign up to my YouTube channel, where I can also I show up there live sometimes. Sometimes I post amazing videos to keep you going on this journey of alignment, because ultimately that's the main journey we are engaged in our lifetime experience as human beings. We are on a journey back home. And where is home? Home is within. Home is remembering who we are. Home is remembering how powerful we are. Home is remembering that we are not just physical beings. We are also spiritual beings. We are also divine beings. And home is simply aligning those two parts of who we truly are, to be fully us and to experience life in the highest way possible. Today's topic is spirituality and money, good or bad union. You tell me. I know a lot of people, when they hear money, they have a reaction, whatever it is. And when they put those two words together, spirituality and money, the reaction is harder, because some people might think those two words shouldn't be together for many reasons. You know, I used to be Christian, so I know the teaching around money. When you're spiritual, you shouldn't even worry about money. Just think about, you know, getting close to God, being godly and all of the things. And now I'm in the spiritual world. Still, some people feel like shouldn't be a topic when we talk about spirituality, because money is supposed to be the root of all evil. And when we are talking about spirituality, we are ascending. We are going back home to what really matters, with the essence of everything that is. And money is supposedly not the right topic to have. And I want us to think about it today. Why is money making us feel all those feelings? Why do we have all those thoughts about money? Is it really true that money is the root of all evil? I don't know, but my opinion is money isn't. And we have this complicated relationship with money because we do not understand money. We are out of our power. And money is so powerful that it scares us. The power money has is not an extra power because it's money. Money is energy, and each energy is powerful on its own. Energy is power, and money is just an energy. And as a knife that helps you cook your food, energy is just there to serve you, to support you, to interact with you, because we are also energy. Now, how do we use it? How do we use our knives? Do we use it to cook good food and feed our families? Or do we use it to kill other human beings? It's our call, ultimately. But at the end of the day, knife is just a knife. That's the same thing about money. Money is just money. Money is just here to support us. Money is just here to help us do whatever we want. Money is just money, nothing else. Now, giving it the power to being the root of all evil is kind of giving away our power to decide what we are going to do with money. The same way it's like you're going to say, oh, this knife kills people. It's like you're making a knife more than what it is. Can't do anything without you. It's the same relationship which you have with money. Understand that it's just an energy available. And if it's available, there is a reason. There is nothing wrong about it. If it was wrong, it shouldn't even be here in the first place. But if the creator, the source of everything, put that energy at our disposal, what makes us feel like it's a wrong thing? It's a bad thing. We shouldn't be talking about it. And if we talk about it, we have names. This person is greedy. You're all about money. What is so bad about money? And the more we have those feelings about money, the harder it becomes for us to have money in our lives. Because as I mentioned, it's energy. It feels how we feel about it. If we don't really like it and we feel like I have to have money because I have bills to pay, but I don't really like it. I don't want to talk about money. I'm not about money. Money feels that and it makes it hard. That's why we struggle so much to have money, because money doesn't feel good to be around us, knowing how we feel about it, knowing what we think about it, knowing how we perceive it. So it becomes hard for the energy of money to be around our energy. And if we are anything spiritual, religious, or whatever we believe in, I really invite us to think about how we feel about money and why we feel that way. And remember that there is no reason to give away our power the way we do. Money doesn't have any power than the one we give it. If we make our lives all about money, we are giving away our power. If we say we do not want to talk about money, we don't want to see money, we don't want to be about money, again, we are giving away our power, because we are so afraid that money is going to control us, money is going to make us bad people, money is going to do something with us. And it's again giving away our power to money. So it's time to take back our power when it comes to money. And remember the truth. Everything that exists ultimately exists for us. And we are welcome to use it the way we want. And the way we feel about the things that are around us, those things feel it. It's energy. It's even like flowers in your house. If you don't show love to those plants, they will not grow as much as plants in somebody's house where they talk to the flowers and they show love and they take care of them. They grow different because everything in this universe is connected. We feel each other's energy. Even money feels our energy. So spirituality or money, it shouldn't be a choice. It shouldn't be. You can make a decision to make a choice. You say, because I'm godly, because I'm spiritual, I don't want money. But you just have to remember that it's kind of giving away your power and feeling like money has the power to make you a bad person. Money has the power to change who you are. Money has the power to make you a monster or somebody that abuses other people. Does money actually has that power? That's the question. Does money actually has the power to change who you are? Or are you in power here? Are you the one deciding what is money going to be for you in your life? And how is money going to show up for you? Are you the one in charge in your relationship with money? Or is money in control, deciding when it shows up and you are chasing it and you are struggling to get it? Who is in charge? Who is in control? The answer should be you at any given moment. And from that place, there shouldn't be hard feelings or bad feelings or reactions when it comes to money, because it's part of who we are. And money is all about expansion. And that's the ultimate journey your soul is engaged in, expanding, you know, growing. And the more money you have, the more opportunities you have to expand, the more opportunities you have to grow. You don't need anything to achieve that growth, but you have all those tools available. And one of them is money to help you in that journey of growing, of ascending, of expanding. Because we as humans are always, always longing for more in life. And the more money we have, the more opportunities we have to experience that. So that's the conversation I want us to have today. And I have with me an amazing guest that will come also. She's a spiritual, you know, guide, teacher, whatever you want to call it. She'll come with us after this short break, and we'll also continue the conversation about spirituality and money. See you soon.
Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Do you drive yourself crazy trying to make important decisions? And when you finally do, then you start second-guessing yourself. Would you like to know why you do this and how to change it? You can. When you take time to go inward, you'll find a wisdom that resides in the body. Begin by quieting your mind and sending your awareness into your body. Notice where there may be a discomfort. Ask it what it wants you to know. Listen carefully. It will reveal what it is about making this decision which holds you back. You can keep asking for information until you reach the deep core value of what keeps you from comfortably making a decision and sticking with it. Awareness is the first step toward making change. I'm Carrie Kadambi, and I'd love for you to join me on Transformation Talk Radio for my show, A Spirited Exchange. For more information about me, visit my website, thedivineguidancegift.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. If you're just joining us right now, welcome to Absolute Alignment, When Success Feels Easy. We are here live every first and third Friday of the month, 1:30 p.m. Pacific time, 3:30 Eastern time, to speak about alignment, to take you on a journey. So connect with us every first and third Friday. Also, listen to the replay on Transformation Talk Radio. Listen to the podcast on your favorite podcast platform, and also join me on my YouTube channel to have more content. So this is the second part of the show, and today we are talking about spirituality and money and trying to find out if it's a good or bad union. I have with me a guest. She's an amazing soul. I'll let her introduce herself, and she will share with us her, you know, feeling about the topic of money and spirituality. Welcome, Danielle Fournier.
Hello, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here today. I am the owner and founder of Modern Shaman. I create wellness and spirituality products for spiritual people looking to make an impact in the world. And I focus a lot on money because that's where a lot of people, I just consider them to be underfunded. They have these ideas and they really don't know how to pull them off. And some of the most amazing teachers and healers I know, this is their number one block, is they don't really know how to make money. It's not so much that they don't know how to make the money, as they're pretty convinced that they probably shouldn't. And or they want to give so deeply that they feel guilty. And guilt and shame and anger are the biggest blocks to making money. They are, because when we go to ask for the things, to fund our dreams, to push them out there, we think, oh, well, who am I to do this? And that is a very long history in spiritual traditions. And I want us to think about our relationship with money, our relationship with spirit, whether you're a Christian or a Wiccan or follow your own ethnic religions. I have a tribal heritage, so for me, I follow a lot of old teachings. But ultimately, I think when you create a personal relationship with your spirituality, with your creator, then you start to understand better your relationship with money, because it's really how you're doing all of the world. So when we look at our relationship, if it's full of fear and people pleasing, say I grew up in a very strict church, and there was a lot of fear and punishment around money, or just behaving. And that falls into our money story very, very easily, because money is just another expression of how we're doing life, right? So generally, if we're having ups and downs in money, we're having ups and downs in faith. It can be really hard to believe, but we believe it's out there. And so when you start to develop a very personal relationship with your spirituality, knowing that you're creating your world with the creator, with the universe, with the divine, you're co-creating, you take some power back. You take it back from this punishment of, if, how would that change your life if you really believe the universe was here to help you, here to do your bidding, and wants you to win. Wants you to win, not to punish you, not to make you good or holy, because you already are. How does this change how you would look at it? Right? We get out of this punishment cycle. Like, that's why I see a lot of my clients will bring in a whole bunch of money and then they'll give it away. They'll have to justify it with an expense or a medical bill or something, and getting out of the cycle of just sitting on it and having it there and having a little freak out moment about what is this. I mean, if you won the lottery, most people I know, especially spiritual people, are like, I'm starting a school, I'm starting a business. You know, it's not, and I might buy a little house in the corner of town. Okay, but if we're really supported by money, because we're supported by our faith, we're supported by our spirituality, and supported by our universe, we're deeply supported by money. And what would that start to look like? What would that look like in our world if we are like, oh, it's a holy, sacred tool that furthers my good work in the world? And then we start digging into, where do I think maybe I'm not a good enough person? Because we all carry that. Everybody has doubts about whether they're good enough. Whether they're pure. Spiritual people are like, but am I spiritual enough? And I once heard from one of my tribal elder friends who said, there's nothing wrong. The biggest flaw in American culture, he was speaking to college students too, was that you think there's something inherently wrong with you because of original sin. And he wasn't making a comment so much about the Bible, but as the what he saw is a lot of self-hate that causes a lot of destructive behavior. So when we look at money and we think we have beliefs around it, do we deserve it? How do we earn it? Do we have to work really hard? Some of these are puritanical values that aren't necessarily as relevant today as they were in 1600. We have the internet, we have leverage, and we have the ability to amplify and exponentially grow our world and our message, and use the money to do amazing things with it.
I love what you just said about, you know, in the 1600s, people probably were in a place where they had no other choice than work really hard. And it makes me think about the new paradigm we are going forward to, we are stepping into, where. And I was thinking about it that this morning, and playing with the idea and the thought that now in the paradigm we are in, people still believe in hard work. You just said, even though we have more tools that should make things easier for us, we still preach hard work, hustle, and try to validate why we have money, justify, and earning the deserve, becoming deserving of the money we're making. And I was thinking about in the new paradigm where we fully remember who we are, we will remember that we always have money. No, it doesn't matter if we work or not. We don't even have to work. And sometimes when I have those conversations, even with spiritual people, they're like, yeah, but we're still in the physical realm. We still have to do something. And there is a thought in my mind, maybe I'm crazy, who knows? But there is a thought in my mind that in the new paradigm, we will not even have to lift up our little finger to receive money. We just want it and it will show up because it's possible. But because we are still in a space where we don't see that, we don't think it's possible, we still believe in how we still, you know, try to deserve what we want. And do you think that it's really possible to not work that hard? Because some people listening to you right now might be like, how are you going to make money if you don't work? What does she mean?
I like to look at nature because this is the ultimate creation, right? Trees stand in the wind and pull water from the ground around them, right? A deer is walking along, finding the beautiful. They're not worried about it. They trust that if they keep going, following their instincts and their heart, they will get there. And it is different because we do have a culture constructed around money, but ultimately it's there. And that's how we start seeing abundance.
That's powerful. That's really beautiful because it's really how we perceive it. If we believe that we have to go earn it and by working hard because we are not good enough, that's what we are going to experience. But if we see something different, if we believe in something different, we're going to experience something different. So, Daniel, do you have any final word before we leave and or probably share with our listeners, our viewers, where they can get in contact with you and change their money story?
I would love to invite you into my new group called Modern Shaman. It is on Facebook. Well, we will be having all of these conversations, and I offer a lot of free trainings, a lot of free resources, and it's a great community of people where you can just calibrate to that new paradigm, that new vibe of feeling a major abundance in a place where you have integrity.
Awesome. So that's amazing. Thank you so much, Daniel, for stopping here today and sharing your beautiful experience with us. And again, we are here every first and third Friday of the month at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time, 3:30 p.m. Eastern time on Absolute Alignment Show. You can also listen to us on Transformation Talk Radio on your favorite podcast platform. You can listen to the podcast as well. You can also tune into my YouTube channel to watch the replay and watch the other content I have for you there to take you through this journey of freedom and stepping into this new paradigm of abundance and remembering that everything you want to create, you deserve it. You don't have to earn it. You're always, always the person that deserves it all. From the moment you wake up in the morning, you are good enough for everything you want. And that's why you are here, to remind you who you are and make things feel easy for you, because that's how it should be. You shouldn't struggle. You shouldn't be so hard on yourself. You deserve it all. So thank you again for being with us today to speak about spirituality and money, and ultimately remember what's the truth about it. And you can have your own opinion. You can think about it. And I hope we gave you some food for thoughts today during this show for you to reconsider your relationship with money, or maybe take it a little bit further. See you next month on the first Friday, same time, same place, for another episode of Absolute Alignment. My name is Crystal Biga, your host. It was a pleasure to have you with me today.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.